This is the President's Club, brought to you by Briwood Farm Market. And today we're speaking with Mary Lou Crowley, who is the President and CEO of the St. Thomas Elgin General Hospital Foundation. Mary Lou, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
So, President's Club, we're kind of highlighting your role at the foundation. So let's kind of start off with, how long have you been with the foundation?
Well, that's a nice question. I have been in the role for 18 months. So I started back in July of 2023, and each and every day has brought a new adventure, an engaging opportunity to be part of something very special.
Now, we want to kind of talk about what the foundation is, because some people maybe might not know exactly what their role with our hospital is. So kind of, what is the foundation's role and why is it so vital for our community?
Great question, and thank you, because there are a lot of those questions out there. What do we do? So the foundation is a separate entity than the hospital. We have our own board of directors, finance and audit committee, and governance and nominating. And what we do is we're like the link between the hospital and the community. So we're there building relationships, ensuring that people have the opportunities to support healthcare right here in our community, because STEG is the best. And I say that because the culture, the patient care, the day-to-day interactions are wonderful. So myself and my team have the wonderful opportunity of working with the community, working with volunteers, out there with service clubs, individuals, corporations. We get to attend community events. People in this community have been giving back to the hospital, and the foundation's role is to ensure that they understand the impact of their generosity and the impact that their volunteerism has for STAG. So we attend and join and prepare and work with community members for events. We're out there talking to corporations, building partnerships and strengthening the great partnerships. And we work so well with Karen Davies, president of the hospital, and her team. I can tell you, first and foremost, our office is in that hospital, and it is a privilege to do the work we do.
I think another cool part of your role and your team's role is with the addition of the 50-50 raffle, you get to surprise people and make their day, month, maybe year, depending on how much that jackpot is at the end of the month, right?
Oh, that is so true. So true. We've had the great experience of meeting so many people that want to support the hospital, but also it's a win-win. Who doesn't want to support the health and well-being at the same time? You're absolutely right. Just last month's winner shared the difference that huge jackpot of over $60,000 could make in her life. And sharing that story and hearing the difference, it makes you just want to shiver inside, but continue to work hard and continue to allow people to give the way they want to give.
Now, sounds like your day-to-day just would be hard to answer this next question, but what's your favorite part about your role?
My favorite part of my role is working with everyone. And I know that sounds a little off, but I get the opportunity to work with a team that are dedicated and doing an amazing job. I get the privilege of working for a hospital and providing our guidance and strategic thoughts to the hospital as they continue to need the funds necessary to run that hospital. But most important is this community. I can tell you first and foremost that I was welcomed with open arms. And from that July 2023, I still receive those warm welcomes. And I still get that shiver in my spine when I get to go out there and talk and to really develop those relationships and hear the story that they've had. And for me, that's what it's about. It's about people communicating and understanding what the hospital does and how they can make a true impact, big or small. Every donation matters.
Amazing. Well, again, thank you so much for taking the time today. And for more features as part of our President's Club series, you can visit stthomastoday.ca.